views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, this is Brother Mike. Welcome to Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. This is our Thanksgiving week of testimonies, since it's a Thanksgiving season. All week long, we're going to have someone on the radio program to give you a miraculous testimony of the grace and mercy of God. Philistine Green is our guest in the studio today. If you know someone who is physically or mentally ill and they need a miracle from God and they're struggling and the doctors cannot help them, would you please pick up your cell phone right now and give them a call and ask them to tune into the radio program, and I'll make a couple of quick announcements and give you a chance to make that call. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. We're on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Every Sunday night, I teach from the Greek New Testament at 6 p.m., and after that, we have a prayer service. If you know someone who's sick or needs assistance, please have them come to the services. Sunday nights at 6 p.m. on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road and just west of the 51 freeway. Now, you can pick up this radio program right now, obviously all over the world, on the internet at familyvaluesradio.net. Our last seminar was a sellout again, mainly because the seminars are free. We're going to have another seminar on January 17th. Please check the website, hardcorechristianity.com, for further details. January 17th, that's a Saturday. Please mark your calendars. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 23 years in the Phoenix area. If you need counseling and you're a born-again Christian and you don't have any money at this time, you can receive those services for free. 602-636-5800. 636-5800. Please call today. You need to get on the list because it takes a week and a half or so to get you in. So please call today to get on the list. 636-5800. May God richly bless you. Philistine Green, welcome to the radio program. May God bless you.
God bless you too.
It's sure nice to see you again. Now, Philistine, you were physically ill, emotionally having emotional issues and so on before you came to the ministry. But backing up, let me ask you a little bit about your background. What area of town do you live in the valley?
I live in North Phoenix.
Okay, and then how old are you?
54.
What kind of work have you done in the past?
Nursing, cashiering. I'm jack of all trades.
Are you a caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you been a Christian for a significant period of time?
Oh, yes, Brother Mike.
All right. Now, when you was a child, you mentioned to me earlier, you had started to get ill. What happened to you?
Yes. My mother took me to the hospital almost every month. I was in and out the hospital. No one could ever find out exactly what was going on with me.
What kind of symptoms did you have?
A lot of pain, abdominal pain.
Okay, and then as you got older, did you get sicker?
I got sicker.
What other medical conditions cropped up?
Back pain, leg pains, headache pains, all over.
Did your low back problems
Did
they get worse from caregiving and lifting patients?
I believe so, yes.
All right. And then in addition to that, did you have emotional issues that went along with that pain?
Just a lot of crying because I couldn't understand what was going on with me, yes.
What was your major problem before I met you?
Fibromyalgia with degenerative disc disorder, the sciatic nerve with the 3rd, 5th, and 7th, I believe they told me, disc, bone on bone with the bulging disc.
Were you on any medications?
Oh, yes, a lot of medications.
Were you having chronic pain?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of physical limitations did you have when I met you?
I couldn't move hardly. I couldn't hardly walk. I walked with a limp and feet very swollen.
Did you have a problem with your left foot?
Yes.
Okay. How did you hear about us?
Through a friend, and she heard about you guys on the radio.
Okay. And so you called the prayer line, then you came in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were in the prayer room and the Lord was touching you, do you remember, did you have any sensations or feelings?
Well, I felt a warmth go over my body.
Did you have any strange sensations in your mind or in your extremities?
No, I was just blessing the Lord in my mind.
All right.
And as you were praying for me, the warmth came over my body, and I knew immediately that, you know, I was being healed.
You sensed it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And after you sat up, did you feel any different?
Yes.
Okay. You were laying on the healing bench at the time this happened?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And then after you got up, what happened to you?
I could move. I could lift my legs. I could raise my legs. The three toes that have been numb for over a month or more, I could move them. I could not move them before.
Were you having any pain in your body?
Yes, I was having a lot of pain.
And then after prayer, were you in pain?
No, and haven't been.
You haven't been in pain since then?
No, I haven't been in pain.
How's your emotions been since you were in for prayer? How have you been feeling?
Just joyous. And I'm cooking my Thanksgiving dinner all by myself.
How about your attitude?
I feel great. God is so good. And I thank him every day, which I did anyway, but I'm thanking him even more now.
Have your ministry goals clarified since you came in for prayer?
Oh, yes, because I was in so much pain, Brother Mike, I could not hear from the Lord. But after you prayed with me and delivered me and the Lord used you to deliver me, now I can hear from the Lord and my ministry is getting started and God is just working it out awesome. You know, I just learned a few things earlier this morning that God does things in steps and in order. And if I could not do my ministry if he hadn't healed me. And that's why I'm so grateful for you, because if God hadn't healed me, I never could preach and do the things that God is calling me to do.
Now, you mentioned before you came in, there was something, you had a low back disc problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Was it a multi-level disc problem?
Yes.
Okay. And had you had surgery or had it been recommended?
No, they're in the making of about the surgery now. I got to see the doctor. Remember when you were praying for me, I told you I had an appointment the next day?
Yes.
Well, they called me and canceled the appointment. I thought I was supposed to cancel the appointment. But they called me and canceled the appointment and put it off to December 15th. So by then, I know I won't need the surgery.
Amen. Is your low back pain still there?
No, it's not there.
Okay. Has your range of motion improved?
Yes, it has.
All right. And were you able to give your testimony to anybody?
Yes, my children.
What'd they say?
They just cannot believe it. Mom, they thought they were going to have to cook Thanksgiving dinner for me because I've been laid up so long, haven't been able to go to church but just lay in bed and pray. And so, you know, with them having to cook Thanksgiving dinner, now I can do my own. And God is just good. He's just so awesome.
Now, it's important to note that when you came in for prayer and you got off that bench and the pain was gone and so on, that really had nothing to do with me. That was the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the Lord Jesus performs the healings 100%.
Yes.
I couldn't heal anybody if you were holding a knife to me.
I understand all of that.
Amen. And so what had actually happened was you and I, as friends, we just agreed together in prayer.
Yes, we did.
And the grace of God.
Yes.
And mercy.
Yes.
Come through the room.
Yes, he did.
And
came through strong, I might say.
He came through strong, which is typical for him.
Yes.
And then the grace of God poured on your body.
Yes, he did.
And it was all mercy because you didn't deserve any of it.
No, I didn't deserve any of it, but by his grace.
I didn't deserve
any
of it.
Ah, God.
Yeah.
By his grace.
By the grace of God and the mercy of God only.
Yes, only.
You were healed.
Yes, I was healed.
That's remarkable.
And I am healed.
I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, friends, if you're listening to this radio broadcast and you have a friend or you are severely ill and you've got chronic pain like a Philistine and you've got a low back condition or any other condition.
Amen.
The Bible says God is no respecter of persons.
No respecter therefore, of persons.
Therefore,
my Lord.
Therefore, you're eligible to be healed. Isn't that true, ma'am?
Yes, Lord God.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
The mercy of God extends to each and every person equally.
Yes,
he does. And if you will humble yourself with a broken heart and you will kneel before the Lord.
Yes.
And you will lay your sin on the altar of sacrifice.
Just give it to him.
Just give it to him. You will have the same opportunity she had.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how long you've been sick. Now, the woman with the issue of blood had had cervix cancer in the Bible for over a decade.
Yes.
18 years, that poor woman in Luke chapter 13 had severe rheumatoid arthritis for 18 years.
18 years, brother.
The devil is going to tell you that you can't get healed because you've been sick too long.
All right, now.
Now, that's a lie.
It's a lie from the pit.
You were sick from eight.
From the age of eight.
Age of eight.
Yes, I've been sick in and out the hospitals all my life practically.
And then now you're healed.
I believe I'm healed.
Amen. Do you have any neck pain or shoulder pain that you
have? No,
Is that all gone?
Pain. It's gone.
No pain. Mm-hmm. Dear friends, we're not making this up. Now, you're next. If you're listening to this radio program, you're in deep trouble. And you've had a long-standing chronic problem.
Yes, I have.
A medical or emotional, whatever it may be. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's time for you to be healed. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. The House of Healing is open on Sunday night at 6 p.m. I'll see you there. Please call the ministry hotline at 602-636-5800. And check the website at hardcorechristianity.com for our seminar on January 17th. My ride is on the roof, and Philistine and I have got to go. The helicopter's
ready. Praise the Lord.
See you then.
See you later.
See you next time.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.